if you'd like, I can call us to order here.
Please.
All right. Calling to order the Thursday, June 17th, 2021 meeting of the Village of River Forest Historic Preservation Commission. Calling the roll, Chairman Franek.
Here.
Commissioner Sager.
Here.
Commissioner Graham White.
Here.
Commissioner Raina Ogden.
Here.
Absent is Commissioner Prestis and Commissioner Forehand.
Oh.
Are there?
And Commissioner Pritz, which we'll talk about in just a second. But Dave, and then I'll let you know that Jan and I are here at Village Hall. The rest of this meeting is participating telephonically as allowed by the Governor's Open Meetings Act variation here. And there is nobody else present here at Village Hall. And we haven't received any comments in writing for any public testimony.
Then moving on, does anyone have any comments with respect to the meeting minutes for our last meeting on May 27th?
I do.
Not here.
No, not here. I came in late, so I'm listed as absent, but then I'm also listed as seconding the ending of the meeting. So I can be a ghost, I guess, but
yeah.
Usually you put David joined the meeting at so-and-so or...
Which, so yeah, I do have that under item 4. I just wrote Commissioner Raina Ogden joined at 7:28. So I usually leave it as absent for the roll call, like when it happened, and then I just jot that there.
That's fine. As long as it's in there, I missed that. No problem.
Yep. Any other comments with respect to the draft meeting minutes for the 27th?
No.
No.
Nope.
Is there a motion to approve?
I so move.
I second.
John, can you take the roll?
Commissioner Sager?
Yes.
Commissioner Graham White?
Aye.
Commissioner Raina Ogden?
Approve.
Chairman Franek?
Aye.
All set.
It is approved. In terms of getting to discussion in additional ways, there are a couple of things I'd like to talk about beforehand. The first of which is the village received a letter of resignation from Michael Pritz earlier this week. Like to put on the record, like to thank him for his contributions. And that his comments in the future as a public member will, of course, always be welcomed. And if he wants to stop by, and even with Charlie, that's fine.
Absolutely.
But we are currently then down one member.
Again.
Yes. Secondly, I noticed in looking at the Wednesday Journal, yesterday's issue, that the former River Forest Women's Club is for sale.
It's been sold and is contingent.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I just checked it. The good news is that it appears to have been listed and went on as contingent within a day or two after its listing.
Mm-hmm. 3 days, I think.
Which is good.
Wow.
But to the extent.
Sold for $550 a year ago and now was listed at $680. We'd be interested to see what it actually sold for.
To the extent that you're interested, you can get a very nice interior and exterior. Flyby showing various photographs of the entire inside and outside, and you can also get one that's just been photographed. But you can get a very nice interior drone, which is available online. It's about 3-4 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Heartily recommended. It's quite interesting.
I noticed that there was no mention of anything about the interior being, what is it with the Illinois, what is it, historical, whatever it is.
Yeah, the Landmarks Illinois.
Landmarks Illinois, yeah.
Has a preservation easement on both the exterior and the interior.
And it looks like the stage is still in, let's say, pristine condition, so.
Yeah, I mean, it's very, very, its presentation through the drone is really exceptional. And the other matter that I wanted to raise is we had talked at our last meeting about sending a letter to New Village residents of significant properties. And John was kind enough to send copies of what had previously been sent commission to owners of significant properties, as well as the welcome letter that goes out from the village president. And in looking at those, I particularly like the welcome letter that I believe we all collectively crafted time this came up several years ago, and would suggest that we use some variant of that. The one question I have, just in terms of an update, is have you been able to talk, Jan, have you been able to talk to the Historical Society?
Yes, I remembered this time.
There you go.
So, the museum, the Historical Society, they stay open through membership funds and donations.
Yeah.
So the Historical Society is not looking to let money go. So what Kurt suggested is that we, of course, let people know that it's there, that they can, an owner can call the over there to the museum and set up a tour, which would be, that would be, the museum would give a tour, and then also talk to the homeowner about how they could research their home over at the research center. And then also tell residents about the activities, just everything associated with the museum. So that's what Kurt suggested. What else? I think that was it. The tour, offering the tour, the free tour, and then, yeah.
That's kind of consistent with what I would have anticipated. I know that all museums and nonprofits have really had a turn off of the tap, so to speak, and therefore, I didn't anticipate that they would be able to do anything in terms of membership. It's fully understandable.
But I did ask. And,
yeah,
but,
absolutely.
So I thought those were good suggestions, and we get something formalized and talk to them again and get some more ideas maybe.
Okay. I will then add a couple of things to the last letter and send it out so that packet and people could look at it and have their thoughts.
Yeah, I don't remember it, so.
Yeah, it was something that went out under Tom Zarowski's signature. So I sense it was probably 5-6 years ago, I had to bet, quite possibly. Back to the discussion of additional ways to protect significant properties. Are there any other thoughts?
I just have one note to share. since our last meeting, I did put out the call for applications for the award, including the two invitations. If you remember, we sent invitations to 825 Bonnie Bray and 755 William. I sent both of those invitations. I actually just this morning received our first application, and that was from 825 Bonnie Bray. So we do ask people to kind of do a write-up and put together a bunch of pictures, so I like to give them enough time. Like, it being the summer, I gave them till the end of July. July 30th is the deadline to apply. That way it gives us a couple weeks for me to send them back out to you guys and get them ready for our August meeting. So still some time where those will be out there, and we'll post some reminders maybe after the 4th of July when people might think about it again, and that's still available. But all in all, we'll be ready to go. But I want to let you know we did get our first application today.
Great.
Good, John. Great.
Do you remember the address of the house on Franklin in the, 600 block that we awarded? Must have been 2 years ago.
Not off the top of my head, but I should be able to find it.
I think 558.
Yeah, it sounds right.
That sounds right.
Yes, and that has been there as a movie shoot for the past, 10 days.
Wow.
Yes.
Huh.
Yep.
Any movie stars?
I don't know about the stars, and I haven't dropped by to see what they're shooting. But, yeah, and they're big signs, trucks here, movie set, two movie set, or just a set. But, yeah, it's been going 2 weeks.
Ooh. Can we get some kind of...
I know, we need some kind of...
For the...
Yeah. Something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Something for historic preservation, and this is...
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Come off looking like Groundhog Day.
Yeah. No, it's not Groundhog Day. Oh, God. That only happened in February. Yeah, but what could we do to, make the commission a little more forward-looking and saying that, we are pushing, not pushing. This is part of what we want to do. And look what happened when somebody... rehab their house.
Yeah, for sure.
And off the board, maybe you too could get a photo shoot or a movie shoot, or could be just a commercial, I don't know. But it's been going on too long, commercial.
I'm sure you get some money for it.
There are a couple of homes on the 500/600 and 700 block of Keystone that are frequent sites for.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
give me just a second. I'm trying to look it up to see what's going on over there.
They must
maybe
have
I'll had walk home that way,
John. They must have had to get some kind of permit to do it,
for sure. Which is what I'm looking up.
Okay.
Mystery detective.
Mm-hmm.
So, it looks like it is a a permit for a commercial.
Commercial for what?
Looks like it is. They're filming a commercial for prescription medicine.
Oh,
I heard something was over on Clinton too.
We have many homes that. Will be permitted for commercials. That's actually quite common here. I'm sure some people do it because it's lucrative, but it's not uncommon. And there's lots of commercials of all shapes and sizes. Could be, could be a pool, could be, somebody eating breakfast, could be prescription medicine. So not necessarily uncommon, but yeah, that's what this one appears to be, Carla.
Okay, but that's okay. That's nice. Yeah.
That's good.
It could be an ad for one of those incontinence products, but they never come out.
What? David, what's it about?
Moving on.
Nothing to say. No, let's keep on moving. Nothing.
I'll tell you, Carl. It's not uncommon for there to be, TV shows too. We've certainly done plenty of those through the years of actual TV shows in town. But this
doesn't appear. I know. I see them all the time.
But we got to get that pulled in for.
Yeah, I mean the commission could do publicity for. For what they do, and also to giving the award, which could be in the next year's letter. Look what happens. You have your house, and you. I don't even know what commercial. I'm not even going to talk about that, but that's kind of funny. Yeah.
I am speechless after David's comment.
I know.
Something that rarely happens, as you all know. any other thoughts about additional ways to protect significant properties or any other business?
No.
What, Carla?
No.
Okay. The Wednesday Journal of June 9th talked about the priority. How do you say it?
Yes.
Yes. And there was a comment made by, I guess, the dean or someone, and she said, the green space is beautiful, blah, blah, blah. Construction originally 1924, added on in 1964, is not registered as a historic building, but we're not looking to have it knocked down. And I looked in our survey. It's a significant property, as far as I can tell. 7200 is the address. And I didn't know if we wanted to make that correction known. I don't know what what's in her head when she says it's not registered as a historic building, because people have different conceptions of that. Like it's not a national landmark. Anyway, so that's what it said, and I wondered.
Of course, a call to the Wednesday Journal. They got truth in the press.
I was under the impression in reading that article that what she was speaking about was a piece of land, not the athletic fields, but a separate piece of land between the building and the athletic fields that they're talking about.
Yeah, I wasn't quite sure what she's referring to either. I could see how you could read it both ways. I believe, though, that I agree with Jan. I think if she's referring to the Priory building, then that is the 7200 building that's on a significant property list. So
there's another.
Since she mentioned demolition, Dave, that's why I thought maybe. She was referring to that, so.
Yeah.
But the on the survey, map 1B, there's a huge area that's drawn in as significant. When they color-coded this, the survey guys, there's a massive amount of land. But then there's also some land that is not colored in. So, right, it's hard to say what she's referring to.
Maybe it all needs to be clarified, what she's talking about and what the committee feels is the correct.
I don't know if anybody can. Nah. See that big blob of brown?
Yeah.
And part of that's a building, part of it's land.
Right. And so I think that's the whole parcel, because it's the piece that Dominican owns. Since that map was drawn, Dominican has sold or leased part of that land to Fenwick. That's the soccer field that's to the east.
Okay.
And then that corner that map shows is white, where that first baseball field is, and then the football field in the back is Park District property. So.
Okay. So anyway, yeah, wasn't sure what she, I'm not sure she knows what she's talking about. Well, she says it's not registered as a historic building.
I think that's what she was referring to.
Yeah, the building.
Yeah.
But it is significant. So anyway, I just thought I'd bring it up for thought.
Yeah. Well, that should be corrected by the Wednesday Journal.
Or by Minikin. At least clarify what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Certainly welcome to, you know, one of the commissioners or the commission as a whole could, you know, certainly send a letter to the Wednesday Journal. You know, obviously you could do that even as just a reader. I think that's probably the best way to do it, though, rather than it coming from the village, you know, but it could come from the commission, a commissioner, or any of you as individuals. So.
Okay.
You know, maybe it makes some sense to contact Dominican and directly.
Yeah, I think that's the best way, just to see what she's thinking about.
Yeah. Can you reach out to her, Jan?
Okay. Her name's in there, and I think relationship with Dominican.
Yeah, I would imagine you could with some ease, but yeah. If you have trouble getting a hold of somebody, let me know, and I can, you know, see who might be in our Rolodex over there to pass on contact, connect you guys. But, yeah,
okay.
I would think you'd have some luck with that.
Yeah, there are times that I can go back to my experience when the so-called Vilas Mars Mansion was in the news that what came out in the press was not always quite what was said.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes things were shortened and or mixed up. I don't think through any kind of intentional issue, but just more, you know, someone writes it and then an editor gets to it. It's why frequently you see that headlines sometimes may not match the story. Well, frequently in the newspaper, the person who writes the headlines, not the person who wrote the story.
Yep.
Okay.
So, thanks, Jan.
Okay.
Is there anything else?
Only other note I have is if the commission meets in July, the regular meeting would be Thursday, July 22nd. I know in the past sometimes we've met, sometimes we've foregone the July meeting. So up to you guys, but that's when the regular date would be.
Fine with me.
Fine with me.
I can do it 22nd.
Yeah, I think I'm okay. I'll have to confirm that.
Yeah, I will. I'll send out a confirmation, you know, a couple weeks from now, a couple weeks before then. So
great.
Talk to you guys. Make sure.
Okay, excellent.
Good.
Are we done? I just had one short idea. You know, Mike Fritz had that idea about doing a combined thing with, you know, with the historic homes and maybe the food truck rally. I think I'll just email him if he'll respond and just say, are you still interested? Because that's really not, as a commissioner, you know, that's, do you think? I mean, anybody can work on that, correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Park District. That's the way I see it.
That'd be great. It's his idea. Let him run with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Whatever. I'll see if I'll email him or call.
Any other thoughts or comments or questions?
Nope.
Nope. Nope.
Then is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned. Thank you all.
Oh, thank you.
Well, good weekend.